Mother Armenia stands tall, overlooking the capital Yerevan. Built in 1967 to replace a statue of Stalin, she personifies the close ties of the former Soviet republics, bound by military might. But as Armenia celebrates its 31st anniversary as an independent nation, it's moving out of the orbit of Russia. Since 2018 and the revolution that took place in Republic Square, the democratically elected government has looked more to the EU and US for support. And while Armenia still relies heavily on Russia in security matters, it's a reliance that makes many Armenians uncomfortable.
I don't trust Russians, I don't know why, but I don't trust them because I feel they take Azerbaijan and Turkey's side continuously.
I think relations with Russia are in trouble now, and I think for Armenia, it is better to take a European or American position rather than stay linked with Russia.
Like this statue of Lenin that used to stand right at the center of Republic Square, most of the remnants of the Soviet era have already been removed from modern Armenia. But Russia remains its main security ally, particularly on the contested border with Azerbaijan. Russian peacekeepers operate in the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region and within Armenia itself, although they failed to stop last week's border fighting. The Russian brokered peace process, however, is increasingly being seen as a hindrance. And after the war in Ukraine, Moscow is no longer viewed as an impartial ally.
Russia is a new challenge for Armenia. The challenge is rooted in their role as an unpredictable friend, unreliable and unpredictable. Hence, Armenia's necessity to pivot westward just to seek more balance in the relationship.
As the statue of Mother Armenia watches over the 31st anniversary of independence, she may be looking to new horizons as the sun sets on alliances of Armenia's past. Tony Cheng, Al Jazeera, Yerevan.